Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, listen, I mean, this is one of those days, at least if you listen to the news, where it makes a huge amount of sense to just focus on what's right in front of you, right? What's in your very backyard, what's in your living room, what's going on in your bedroom or not going on in your bedroom, what's going on with your kids, your neighbor, your job, because the world stage today is sort of filled with, you know, there's some days where the world stage is comedy, although we haven't had necessarily a relaxing world stage day for quite some time. I'm trying to think about the last one. Maybe Christmas Eve or something. You know, I went, I went to the San Gennaro Festival this weekend, where my phone did this weird thing, but they had a Christmas in New York thing, and they had a whole store, which I know they have all over the world, or at least all over this country. But there's something sort of so calming about going in to a store that's just filled with Christmas music and Christmas trees and Christmas, you know, stuff. I mean, I think that's one of those few times where everybody on the face of the planet tends to take a deep breath and kind of relax a little bit and forget who their sworn enemies are. Or maybe that's just naive on my part. But man, the store, I didn't see anybody buying anything, to be quite honest. But there were still a lot of people who wandered in there. Don't you think there's something kind of magnetic and seductive about the idea of Christmas? I think holidays in general, but Christmas in particular. Do you go to those stores, the Christmas in July stores kind of thing?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said, do you go to those kind of Christmas in July stores? This one was called Christmas in New York. It was in the middle of the San Gennaro Festival, and it wasn't terribly hot. It was only about 85 degrees, but the place was mobbed. Don't you think there's something kind of calming about the idea of Christmas, especially? I think there's only like 18 weeks or something till Christmas, something outrageous like that. But just the idea of Christmas when people are sort of shooting each other, gassing each other, or yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my take on it. It's National Play-Doh Day, which is one of those things that seems like a great idea when you're a kid. When you're a parent, not so much, because it gets left around and it can get moldy and stinky, but it's certainly fun to play with. But it's, you know, Play-Doh sort of went down in my estimation when I realized that Play-Doh was in the Toy Hall of Fame and Raggedy Ann was not. But we took care of that, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. So the Slinky was also in the Hall of Fame and Raggedy Ann was not. I mean, there are some things that just cannot be tolerated, but we got it taken care of. It's National Working Parents Day. We actually have a couple of questions about parenting, so I thought maybe we would do those today as well. It's National Mayflower Day because this day, in theory, even though it was a Gregorian rather than a Georgian calendar, I think that's what it is. So I'm not sure what it means when they say today was the day the pilgrims set sail from England on the Mayflower. Because it depends on which calendar you're talking about. But well, let's just assume it. I mean, it seems like a good idea. In 1863, the Robert College of Istanbul, Turkey, was the first American educational institution outside the U.S., founded by nobody else except Christopher Robert, who was an American philanthropist. 1863, I mean, that's a long time ago, before the Civil War even. In 1880, the Cornell Daily Sun prints its first issue in Ithaca, New York, which is the oldest continuously independent college daily. As opposed to the Yale Daily, I wonder why, because that seems a little late. I'm not sure why, because the Yale Daily was, the reason I remember that other than the name is that they published one of my favorite studies a very long time ago that said that the most common nightmare, recurring nightmare, was you couldn't get your locker open, or you were trying to go to the math exam and you couldn't figure out which room it was in, or that you'd studied for French when it was a math exam. The thing about school is it's something that all of us do very early at an impressionable age. General Motors was founded today in 1908, right? And in 1919, the American Legion was incorporated. And in 1959, the first successful photocopier, the Xerox 914, was introduced in a demonstration on live television from no less than New York City. So there you go. Poor photocopiers. I mean, you know, that's kind of one of those. Carbon paper is now no longer. Whiteout doesn't exist anymore. Apparently there's a tape, though, that you can buy. Did you know that? Because I knew about the liquid with the little brush that always got too hard when you made mistakes. You don't ever make mistakes. You don't have to worry about it, right? But I have.
Yeah, maybe.
occasionally. Have you seen the tape? The tape is much cooler.
I have not seen the tape, no.
I hadn't either, but somebody was having to notarize some papers, and they got everything all wrong, and so they just whipped out their little tape. And it covers better than the whiteout does. And the whiteout always was kind of chalky, and you could sometimes see through it, and it was kind of bumpy. This stuff is much better. I have no idea. It's probably called whiteout. I'm not sure what it's called. Someone will call up and tell us. So I was trying to think of all the jobs that have become obsolete in the last couple of years. Carbon paper manufacturers, obviously nobody uses carbons anymore, but they haven't done that for a long time. Xeroxing, not so much, because people fax things. And I guess that most fax machines are Xerox or will copy as well. Also, printing. I knew somebody whose family had been in the printing business for like ever, and they went out of business because people do desktop printing now. And something certainly, I don't know how people feel about this. Maybe we should put it up on Facebook. Facebook is now going to add a dislike button so you can like something or dislike it. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it certainly gives you more option. But the Internet is so negative to begin with. I don't know. How do you feel about a dislike button on Facebook? Do you Facebook at all?
I do, yeah. I mean, I don't use it terribly often. But, I mean, I have my own Facebook page and whatnot. Dislike button, I guess.
I guess
I'd be okay with it. It's, you know, I mean, the thing of it is it, if they incorporate it, is it going to be taken seriously? Is it, you know, or are people just going to be clicking dislike because they want to be a jerk, you know, type of thing?
Well, but, I mean, if you like something, presumably you're not going to hit dislike, right?
Right. But, I mean, it's kind of... I don't know. It just seems like...
I think it plays into the negativity that's already sort of an inherent
right. Well, yeah, that's
kind of Internet.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I mean. Like, it's... Because a lot of times I'll see something on Facebook that I don't even really care about. Does that mean that I should click the dislike button? No, but sometimes, you know, you might get people that are going to click on the dislike button just because they want to... Just because they want to be a jerk. Not necessarily because they even care about... It, you know, whatever you might have posted, it's just, yeah, it's I don't know.
All right, so he says that they're not actually going to call it a dislike button, probably. It wouldn't be used for expressing disdain for posts. It would be for showing empathy for posts that seem inappropriate to like, such as news of natural disasters or loved ones dying. So maybe it's a heart or something like that, as I feel your pain or something. Not every moment is a good moment. Facebook is working on the tool, but gave no release date. He dismissed the idea of a dislike button, even though that is what the headline says. Some people have asked for a dislike button because they want to be able to say that that thing isn't good, and we're not going to do that. I don't think that's socially very valuable or great for the community. They asked about artificial intelligence. He's for it. His favorite scientist, James Clerk Maxwell, and the pregnancy of his wife. Goody, goody. There we go. They said they're asking what Facebook was doing to make housing in the Bay Area one of the most expensive areas in the country affordable for ordinary people. We need to contribute to the housing stock, he said, but he did not elaborate on how Facebook was going to do that. That sounds to me a planted question that made, because that seems kind of out of left field. So no dislike button, even though it says dislike button. It's not. It's going to be something other than like when you want to empathize with somebody. So there. So, too bad, folks. No dislike button. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tonight is the second, I'm not sure it's really a debate, but tonight is the second, they're calling it a debate. But with the Republicans, are you going to watch it, Manny?
Probably not. I've got a lot on my plate tonight, so I probably won't have a whole lot of time to get in front of a television or anything like that tonight.
Well, it's
so.
The election's what, a year away.
Yeah.
But it's a little hard to interpret this because But Bernie Carson and Donald Trump are by far and away, I mean, they're in double digits, and they're in the 20s, and everybody else is kind of like single digits far behind, which must be really frustrating if you're a career politician and a Republican, right? I mean, you think, what have I spent my whole career doing? But it's, I think it's certainly a statement of the country's dissatisfaction with politics as usual. So it'll be interesting to see what will happen. Should be an interesting election year. We'll see. It's an awfully long way off. And I think we're going to sort of hopefully, I suppose at this point we're not really burned out because it's so far away and it's so unpredictable at this moment. But starting to talk about elections a year in advance seems to me a little bit exhausting. All right, speaking of exhausting, because today is National Working Parent Day, and most parents these days are working. Single parents, and even in two-parent families, they're two-career families. So I thought we would talk a little bit, we were talking about one of the school systems was really upset that kids weren't learning anything because parents were doing their homework for them because they felt guilty about not spending enough time with them. So one of the questions we asked is, to what extent do you help your kids with your homework, which we'll get to probably in a moment. But I thought the dumbest thing you've ever done as a parent and the dumbest thing your parents ever did. Now, you're not a parent, but can you think of something that your parents did that you thought was just plain dumb?
Not really.
They didn't do anything that was just silly?
Okay. Well, I have one. It's kind of minor.
That's okay.
My mother, God bless.
It's going to be good, folks. Pay attention.
Well, okay. You're not a big, are you a big sushi person?
Yeah, I sort of am.
Okay. So, you know how you go to a sushi bar or a sushi restaurant and you get your sushi, you know, whatever it is that you have. And sometimes they'll have the little side stuff, you know, they'll have.
Like the wasabi and
The wasabi and the ginger.
And ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom, bless her heart, she made the mistake of thinking that the wasabi was guacamole.
Oh, honey. Yeah, that's a good one.
And so, you know, and they, you know, on your plate they'll give you a little. Just this little guap.
Little dab,
Yeah, it's usually about the size of a nickel or something like that. At the most. And she basically
asked for more.
Yeah, well, she basically took one piece of, you know, her food and basically put the entire guab of wasabi on it and ate it. And my sister and I were like, Mom, oh, my God, no. And she was like, what? As she's chewing, she's like, what? Then she swallowed her food, and then that's when
her eyeballs fell out.
Yeah. So
that's a pretty good one.
And to this day, this was maybe about 6-7 years ago. To this day, I still kind of give her crap for it. So
that's getting lovely. Right, that is cute. I can tell. You said wake up in the middle of the night giggling. What I was going to talk about wasn't had anything to do with this, but you made me think about one of the things that my father did. Is I don't even think they make carbon tetrachloride anymore, but they used to make it as a solvent. I think you used it on typewriter keys. I know they don't even make typewriters anymore, let alone keys and carbon and whatever. But I think that's what it was for. And because for some reason we had some around the house, and it's very toxic and very flammable, among other things. And I remember we had kind of a mud porch, and we had a washing machine and a dryer out there. And somehow there had gotten something on, I believe it was the dryer, some kind of substance that was kind of stuck to it. And my father decided to try and rub it with carbon tetrachloride because it is a solvent. And that didn't work. So he decided he was going to try and light a match and see if he could melt it off. And, of course, the entire thing blew up. That was pretty much fun. Because, I mean, you really, as kids, I mean, our eyes were like saucers. Because as kids, you really don't expect your parents to do dumb stuff. Dumb stuff, you figure, is what you do. They know what they're doing. Of course, once you become a parent, what you realize is that has no reality to it whatsoever. But the thing that I remember, and it happened more than once with my mom, is my mom is one of the most charming people on the face of the planet. She could talk you out of anything. And my mother's terrible about time, which is probably one of the reasons that I am so careful about it. Because there's that skip. And so we were speeding somewhere because we were always late, and a cop stopped her. And I can't remember the excuse that she gave, that one of us was sick and she was taking us to the hospital, which was not true. And I remember in the back seat, and she talked the cop out of a ticket. And I remember in the back seat saying, "But Mom, I thought we weren't supposed to lie." And so that was one of those lasting impressions. The only other thing, which is kind of a good thing, I suppose, because I was from a large family, we didn't eat out very often, didn't have any money. So what happened any time for whatever reason that we were once in Blue Moon going out for a dinner at a restaurant, my father would tell somebody it was one of our birthdays. And in those days, when it was your birthday, they gave you a free cake. It was a small cake, but it was a free cake. And that was our dessert, so, you know, as opposed to eight people eating dessert. So flash forward, I'm in Houston. I have my very first boyfriend, whom I eventually married. We go out to Sunny Look's Steakhouse, and the sirloin, you know, with the knight in armor on the horse in front. And they start singing Happy Birthday, and I think I was like 16 or something, and he was like 17. And my father's come to town, so it's a big deal. And they bring out this cake, and my boyfriend is looking around, singing Happy Birthday to see who it was, and they put it down in front of him. And, of course, it was not his birthday, but he didn't know that was just a family tradition, that it was always someone's birthday when you went out for dinner. Hopefully people will come up with better stuff than we've come up with, man. It's not like we're going to start a new fund of parenting. All right, yeah. So let's see what the dumbest thing somebody's done as a parent, and hopefully they did a dumber thing than our parents did. Ours are pretty benign.
We'll start with Tony, and she says, got divorced as a parent.
She thought that was dumb.
She's talking about herself, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that certainly divorce doesn't work terribly well for anybody, but I would still make, and there have been all sorts of studies that are hugely contradictory, and it depends who is funding the study in terms of what they find out. For people who are very pro-marriage, they find out that kids who are divorced from divorced families have terrible problems. From people who have working parents, find out that kids who are divorced are more independent and do just fine. And I think the issue is not divorce per se. It's what leads up to the divorce, how acrimonious the divorce is, and how much each parent stays involved with the kids. Because I don't think anybody thinks that unhappy adults make good parents. So, 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. Today is National Working Parent Day, which is going to include about two-thirds of all parents, at least, maybe more than that, number one. Number two, the reason we did this originally, I mean, the original issue was about whether you help your kids with homework, because there was a study that came out last week that said that teachers are upset because they figure that kids aren't doing their homework anymore. Parents are doing the homework because the parents feel guilty that they're not around the kids more, so that they're compensating or overcompensating or whatever. Okay. So that was number one. Then there was a story last week. I think you were on with me, Manny. We did it about the woman in the UK who, for her kid's 18th birthday, got bags of cocaine for all of her friends, saying that she wanted them to have a really good time.
Was that when I was in? That might have been when Trevor was in. I'm not sure.
Maybe, because I think if you'd heard it, you would have remembered it. It's just like, what was she thinking?
Well, the story sounds familiar. That's why I'm trying to think if I was in that day or not.
Maybe you were just not paying. Maybe you were answering the phone.
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah, let's give you credit for it. As opposed to paying no attention to your beloved host.
That's quite an odd story, though.
Well, it's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary that because what are the values that parent is teaching that kid?
Right.
I mean, you know, right, so we're asking about stupid. I think that certainly qualifies as stupid. I think my dad setting the dryer on fire was kind of stupid. I think a parent lying repeatedly in front of a kid to a cop is probably not the world's smartest thing to do. But what can I tell you? All right, so let's hear some other stupid stories. Let's redeem your mom's wasabi and my mom's creativity in dealing with events.
Robert says, as a parent of fur babies, I would have to say I forgot to let my beagle back in for almost 2 hours. I totally forgot he was outside. But as an adult child, I remember I made my father cry. He was always so strong. Don't remember what I did, but I still live with the guilt of making him cry.
Oh, so you didn't make him cry from happiness. You broke his heart on something, huh?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember the first time I saw my father cry, which is when he put me on the train to go off to school, to go to Houston. And it's not the only time, it's the first time I ever saw him cry. And he was very embarrassed about it. You know, he did that, I just got something in my eye. And Houston is in the news today. Did you see that they had a sign in the Houston Zoo, which is across the street from Rice? I was at Herman Park Zoo all the time, that said, you're not allowed to bring your guns in. And some gun control people sort of sued them to take the sign down because they said that Houston now has a law that says that you can bring concealed weapons. You're allowed to on government or on, I think it's government property. And the zoo itself is private, but it's on government land. So you can now take your gun to the zoo, which is alarming. But that's all right. So that's Houston. All right. Let's hear what other sort of dumb stuff parents do.
Carrie says, I smacked a mosquito off of her face. She was an infant. I felt so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had one of those, too, where I've said it before. We were out in public and her dad was holding her and I said, do you want a turkey sandwich or a chicken sandwich? And she was so overstimulated, she slapped me. And without even thinking, I hit her on her bum. And she, I mean, I didn't hurt her. She had a diaper on. And I said, we don't hit. I thought, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? Everything. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Melanie says, the dumbest thing my mom did was to tell me to have an affair with my married boss when I was 19 years old.
No.
Years later, when I asked her about it, she denied saying it. The dumbest thing I've done so far as a parent was to get mad at my then 6-year-old son for making faces when I was trying to take first day of school pictures. We both ended up in tears. As I drove him to school, I pulled over to the side of the street and told him I was wrong and apologized. He's going to be turning 14 this Sunday. He's a great kid. This was actually commented on September 10th, so her son has already turned 14.
A happy birthday. Wow. So, yeah, it's amazing the things that we get mad at our kids about, number one. I think she must have hopefully misinterpreted what her mom said. Because could you imagine that? Saying it's okay to have an affair with your married boss? I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
At 19 years old.
I she must have, hopefully... I don't know. It just terrifies me. Okay, keep going.
Jocelyn says, my dad married an 18-year-old. He was 38. We were 11, 9, and 6.
Oof.
To his great credit, he deeply regrets it. I haven't done anything as bad as that, but I did get divorced, and I don't think my kid liked that too much. I curse a lot in front of my kid, and that's not too good, and I yell sometimes. I don't think you're going to get very many parents admitting to doing stupid things.
Well, I don't know. You guys are doing pretty well. I mean, yeah, I think part of the point of this is to understand that we all do stupid things, and we're not perfect. The issue is not what do you do. The issue is how you correct it. When you're busted, you know, what do you do in terms of saying, I mean, I think the parent who can pull over to the side of the road and say, look, I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that. And that seems to me much more the point than the fact that we're occasionally going to do stupid things, and we are human beings and we make mistakes.
Amy says, not listening to my son once when we were eating dinner. He was at the age of losing teeth. We were having dinner, and he wasn't a fan of Sloppy Joe's and said that he lost his tooth while eating one. I thought he was just trying to get out of eating it and told him to just keep eating. The next day, I discovered he had lost a tooth. A couple days later, we went to his school conferences, and his teacher, being funny, mentioned about me making him eat his own teeth. Obviously, he told her all about it. Good grief. That was about 12 years ago, and every time I run into that teacher, we laugh about it. It was so embarrassing.
And I haven't spoken to my son since. No. I mean, see, I think your notion that people would not admit to being stupid is not true. And I'm delighted. I mean, I think, look, that if we can admit to things, that's how we can change, that's how we can grow, that's how we can teach our kids things. So I'm delighted that you guys are willing to, I think, you know, admit that we make mistakes. All right, what else we got?
Deborah says, my parents are always saying because. I never did that to our son or our grandkids.
You know, you say, well, why do I have to do that? Because I said so. Yeah, I think there's been a generational shift in that. The idea of, or wait till your dad comes home. Those things have changed. But I think it was not only any individual parent, I think it was society changed about it. But yeah, that because was, well, why do I have to do this? Because. Because why? Because I said so. But why? Because I'm your parent. Don't use that tone of voice with me. Or my mother would say, your face will freeze that way. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Or, I don't need that face. What face?
Yeah, where you would frown and you'd say, and the parents would say, stop frowning like that. Your face would get stuck like that.
Yeah, that Mother Nature will freeze your face.
One more here from Barb. Barb says, my mom had two more kids after me, number 10 and number 11.
Whoa! Wow. Well, that used to be one of my favorite statements. You know, when somebody would say something, I'd say, well, my mama didn't have no stupid kids. Then I thought, yeah, she did. I'm just not one of them. But that's kind of sibling rivalry and rottenness. So, all right. So we got. See, so parenting's a tough job. You know, we're ill prepared for it. If your parents did a terrific job, doesn't tell you how to do it. Because doing the same thing as we've talked about, society changes, rules change, kids are not the same. If you've got more than one kid, you understand that you really have to be a different parent. To your kids, because they need different things from you. They're going to hear different things from you. They're different order in the family. They're going to be influenced by their friends, by birth order, by all sorts of things. So it's the world's toughest job, and it's one of the more important ones. And we're not trained for it. I mean, did you ever take a class in parenting?
I've never seen the need to, because I don't have any kids.
No, but the point is that by the time you have kids, it's too late. What you need is parenting classes. Like, look, we teach math, right? We teach trig. We teach geography and geometry, all those things that are much less valuable and much less needed. And we don't teach people how to balance a checkbook. We don't teach them how to take out a bank loan. We don't teach them about we don't teach them about compound interest. And we sure don't teach them about parenting. And let me tell you, I've been trying to get parenting in the school system for years, and it's not possible. It becomes so politicized. What can I tell you? I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll take your phone calls, whatever else is on your mind. I'll tell you about DVDs that are coming out this week and some theater that's coming up. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. HealthyPaws.pets.com. HealthyPaws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Laura, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. How are you today? Over the past few months, I have been experiencing panic attacks that I have never had a problem with before, and I'm kind of wondering what is going on.
Okay, let's get a little information about you. How old are you?
41.
What are the changes been in your life in the last couple of months?
The last couple of months. I have a 5-year-old son who has autism who just started kindergarten.
Okay, well, that you know, especially if the anticipation of sending him off to school by himself certainly could have made you anxious. So that's one possibility. Keep going.
Let's see. I've gone back to school.
Okay, that could certainly make you anxious.
What else? I think those are the two big
things. Well, those are, I would say, either of them by themselves could certainly be responsible for feeling some degree of anxiety. And understand that you know it sounds like what a panic attack is, yes?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't mean the symptoms, but what triggers it. I mean, the idea being it's your body's physiological response. It's a very old, very quick response that was very useful, you know, thousands of years ago when the dangers were not imagined or psychological. They were saber-toothed tigers. So the idea was that those organisms who had that quick response survived and passed that responsibility on in their DNA. So any of us alive today, basically by definition, have some version of that ability, which bypasses the thinking part of our brain that says, okay, my kid will be fine. What's the worst thing that could happen? Like, he may have a difficult time in school, but this is how, you know, that this is the next step in his maturation. Or it can say, okay, so I may be a little older than the college freshman, but I'm smart, and worst case scenario, I don't do very well in the exam, and I did well in school, and this isn't something I have to do. It's voluntary. The anxiety response doesn't do any of that, because those are all ways that you can calm yourself and say, okay, there's really nothing here to fear. What that older part of our brain says is, oh my goodness, danger, run. And so, given the fact that there's really no saber-toothed tiger to run from, your body just sort of gears up for all those responses, because it's not a thoughtful response, because thoughtful response takes too long. So, given that reality, what you can understand is that it can come on you without much warning, but given that you can recognize the symptoms, you can make it go away. And there are really two basic ways of making it go away. If you at that moment try to think, well, gee, you know, what's the worst case that could happen? That quite often you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to access that kind of calming part of your brain initially. But what you can do once you've calmed your body down a little bit is access it. So the first really line of defense is to access the ability to calm your body. All of those responses, the breathing too fast, the heartbeat too fast, the lightheadedness, the sense that you're going to die, the sense you can't quite get your breath, the upset tummy, the dizziness, the cold clammy, all those.
All of those. Can I tell you, these seem to happen when I'm driving.
Okay, not an unusual kind of thing to do, because understand that driving, think about, you remind me of one of my early clients who had panic attacks when she was driving, and I said, think about what a car is. It's an auto, which is self-mobile, so it's moving yourself. So you're moving yourself in a direction, and she was having marital problems, so every time she got in the car, what her panic response was, do I leave him? You know, do I drive away? I have that tension about the anxiety of, do I have to go back to him? Is this the time I'm really going to break free? And
right.
So an automobile, by definition, is moving self and in direction either towards something you don't want to go to, or you're the possibility that you're going to kind of overcome your restraints and go someplace to make yourself feel safer, which, you know, on, again, that slow part of your brain says, no, don't do this. So you can see why it would make you feel anxious.
Right.
So, So what, and I know driving a car when you're feeling out of control feels very scary. So the couple things you can do, and I would really suggest that you practice this now before you have an anxiety attack. And you can actually bring on the symptoms of an anxiety attack if you want to practice it just by sitting in front of a clock. And you should be sitting in front of a clock with a second hand and just pant for about 3 minutes, and you can make all those symptoms come up, and you'd say, why do I want to do that? They don't feel good. And the answer is just to prove yourself that you actually have ultimate control over it. You can make them happen, which means you can make them go away. And the way that you make them go away is, you've heard me refer to square breathing.
Yes, the breathing, yes.
Yeah. And the classic way of dealing with an anxiety attack was a brown paper sack, that you just get one of your kids' lunch bags and you inflate it like a megaphone, put it over your nose and mouth, and just breathe normally. I think that's difficult for a couple of reasons. First of all, it means you have to carry a brown paper sack with you. Second of all, it's a hard thing to do in the middle of Macy's. And third of all, the idea of putting something over your nose and mouth when you feel you can't get your breath is kind of counterintuitive. And it's probably because I'm a little claustrophobic. So when I can't quite get my breath, the idea of putting something over my nose and mouth doesn't work very well.
Right.
So the sort of slightly more either sophisticated or less sophisticated, depending on how you look at it, response to that is just to slow your breathing down. It's very hard to slow your breathing down without holding your breath, because if you hold your breath, you're going to gasp when you stop holding your breath, and then you're right back in hyperventilation. So the idea about square breathing is, it's very rhythmic, and it not only is rhythmic in the breathing, but is rhythmic, and your body responds to that rhythm, which is to inhale to the count of four, hold to the count of four, exhale to the count of four, and hold to the count of four. You're probably also clever enough to realize that by the counting, you're also distracting yourself from whatever it is that's bothering you at that moment, because
right.
you're having to focus on your breathing. And so it kind of clears the slate a little bit, clears your mind, slows you down. And when you get practice at this, you can really slow your breathing down to very, very slow. As I said, when I used to do this a lot, I could get each of those sides of the square, I could get down to about 28. And that's very slow breathing. That's the kind that the Sufis do when they're walking on coals and things. It just slows your body response down to the point that people are not sure if you're alive. It slows your breathing down, slows your heart rate, and so people sort of worry about you. But it is a way of just really slowing everything down and just clearing your mind. All right,
okay.
So now we know the reason. We know how your body responds physiologically. We know that you can make that same response. We know why it happens in the car, and we know what to do about it.
Okay.
It also probably will not hurt. It will sort of reduce the level of anxiety if you sort of write about some of these things when you're not feeling anxious. And you may find a little bit of anxiety popping up during the time. But the idea is that we don't want our anxiety to be so welled off that it can surprise us, come out of nowhere. So letting
right.
out little bits of it, talking about it, writing about it, thinking about it may actually work as well. Okay?
Got it. I'm going to take the power back. Got it.
You absolutely are going to. Good for you.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Laura. Yeah, you don't want to ever be a victim because it gives your power away. And even you don't even want to victimize yourself by your own anxiety. Right, 855-993-7569. Tammy, my dear, tell me what we're going to talk about. And my guess is that we'll need to hang on to you and give you as much time as you need. But tell me, I didn't want to leave you hanging there. What's on your mind today, kiddo?
Well, Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So I have anxiety attacks where I cannot.
All right, hang on, kiddo. I'm gonna stop you. Put you on hold. Manny will be with you. I'll start you next hour. I'll give you as much time as you need. We'll take care of your anxiety attacks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.